Hello.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. And this evening we're talking to everybody in California. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is needed. This call is quick and confidential. You have a couple of minutes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here. Okay, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. And your year of birth, if you can give me that.
1992.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, there you go. Congratulations. And how are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. What is your race? White, black,
African American.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered.
Okay. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction the country is headed in? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat, okay.
Yeah.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 means you're either neither likely or unlikely to vote, and 0 means you're unlikely to vote.
Five. I'm going to vote.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 10 is extremely 10. Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means it has no power, and 10 means it has a lot of power.
10.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. I'll read the list. Whenever you hear one, just stop me right there, and we'll go on to the next one, okay? So Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness.
Student loan forgiveness.
That's one. We'll go on to the next one. Immigration. Climate change. Voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform, police violence, crime and violence, teaching history in schools, abortion, cost of living and inflation, racism
cost
and discrimination.
Of living and inflation.
Okay. Well, that's the second one. Let's move on to the next. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or never heard of them, you can tell me as well, and you can choose any number between. Donald Trump. You feel very cold and unfavorable, or very warm and favorable towards them?
Very cold and unfavorable.
Okay. Going on to the next, Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who that is.
No worries. That's valid. Tim Walz.
I don't know who that is.
Don't know. Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Very warm and favorable.
Very warm and favorable, okay. Joe Biden?
Very warm and favorable.
Okay. I can hear the smile in your face. What about black members of Congress?
Very warm and favorable.
Perfect. Okay, now Republicans in Congress?
Disfavorable. As cold
as can be? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the 2024 elections for president, if they were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or a third party or an independent candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris?
A 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Very certain, huh? And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or Democrat candidate?
A Democrat.
Okay. And would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
I think they keep some of their promises.
Okay, that's valid. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democrat nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrat in Congress, or does it make you no difference either way?
More likely.
More likely? Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Biden.
Biden? Okay. Much better or somewhat better? I have to ask.
Much better.
Okay. Next I'm going to read you some statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is raise a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans in Congress, or 0, it does not raise any concern about voting for Republicans in Congress, and 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may choose any number in between, okay? This is the first statement right here. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generations' wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away their opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working in including more Black Americans in wealth creation. Does that statement make you raise a lot of concern, or does it not raise any concern, or in the middle?
Raise a lot of concern.
The next one. In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, we saw the resulting carnage of the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys and on stage on every MAGA rally. He promised him immunity if he wins and bloodbath and if he loses. Republicans in Congress continues condoning the a violent rhetoric, or communities must send a resounding message to elections, not on our watch. How do you feel about that?
I feel that's correct.
It raises a lot of concern?
Yes, that raises a lot of concern.
Okay, next one. Education is the foundation of success and opportunity for Republicans. By Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African Americans history from our schools. That raises a lot of concern, does not raise any concern in the middle?
Yes, that raises a lot of concern.
Okay. Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025 and a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut healthcare coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black American jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a Social Security. Does that raise a lot of concern? Does not raise concern at all?
Yes, a lot of concern it raises.
It does. Okay. Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women off the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing this privatization impact, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access, even further putting their lives and health of Black women at risk. How do you feel about that?
That raises a lot of concern.
It does, right? Okay. Now, we're almost done. We're about 80% done, so hang in there with me, okay? Thinking of the messages you heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to two options. I'll read it real quick. We cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. That's one. We have fought too hard to build generations' wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. That's another. We cannot allow our generation to be stripped off freedoms that so many sacrificed for us before. The next one, we cannot stand by while our lives and lives of our loved ones are put in danger. And the last one is Black people have an important role to play protection America from itself. Two of those is good. Need me to read them again?
You said which two of those are good?
Yes. So if you want, I'll go down the list again. So
Am I supposed to tell you which ones are good?
Yeah. Yes, you were.
Oh. They all sounded pretty good to me, but I probably maybe got one mixed up with the other. Can
no
you
worries.
Repeat it one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no
I
worries.
Appreciate what you're doing here.
I found you're a little busy as well. If you ever need to pause, I can stop as well. And
you're fine.
You, okay? All right.
Yeah.
This is a list right here, and I'm going to read you the question. Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to two options. We cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future.
Yes, that one, definitely.
Now, the next one. We have fought too hard to build generations' wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists.
Yes, I agree with that one as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the next one. We have just a few more questions to ask you, okay? Now, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections? With a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 means you are neither likely or unlikely to vote, and 0 means you are not likely to vote.
I'm likely to vote 5, very likely.
Okay. Did you say 5 or?
I think, is that very likely, the 5?
10 is extremely likely, and 5 means neither likely nor unlikely.
That's 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
how
motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not that motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
A 10.
Okay. And sometimes in a survey, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or Democrat candidate?
Democrat for sure.
No worries.
100%.
I confused you. Okay. I heard you loud and clear. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would consider myself as progressive. Not very progressive, but I'm definitely headed for change. Yeah, but I still like some old school ways, but I definitely think we need to change with society.
I cannot say I disagree on that. So are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age?
Yes.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Strong Democrat or not too strong?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time? Okay.
For
whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Biden, okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. I don't need a number exact. I have 24K or 25 through 34K, 35 through 44K, 45 through 54K, 55 to 64.
He says 35 through 44K.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Okay. And aside from weddings, funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Once?
Every Sunday.
Once a week? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much. I highly appreciate your time. And you have yourself a wonderful
evening. Oh, no problem. Thank you too much. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Bye. Uh-huh.